Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff has told the New York Times that the U.S. wants to expand the screening of international airline passengers. Times Homeland Security reporter Eric Lipton writes that what Chertoff is talking about goes beyond terrorist watch lists to vast databases that include the past itineraries of travelers. And Eric Lipton joins us now. Welcome.
Hello.
To the program. Let's say the U.S. gets what it wants. What might Homeland Security learn about someone flying from London to New York, say, that it doesn't know yet?
What it wants to be able to do is to search through these databases that have things like credit card records and addresses, email addresses, telephone numbers, and to see whether or not they can establish a link from this perhaps unknown traveler with someone that they already suspect or know is in fact a terrorist. So if you use a credit card to book a trip from Britain to the United States, then if you've used the same credit card as someone that they know is a terrorist, then even though you're not on their watch list, they may want to question you.
Is there such a database now that could tell you that John Jones booked a trip to Pakistan 2 years ago and bought tickets together with Osama Smith, who is a terrorist suspect?
That information does exist. It would be in the reservation systems that are maintained by companies that serve the airlines. And what the Homeland Security wants is not only to gain access to this information, which it already collects a great deal of, but to then be able to search it in a kind of a comprehensive and rapid way. And what they have now is permission to gain access to it, but they can only sort of pass it on to law enforcement officials for on a case-by-case basis. So it limits their ability to do these broad searches.
Now, there's a history of the U.S. Wanting more extensive screening of airline passengers flying here from Europe, and Europeans, citing privacy grounds, turning Washington down, no?
That's correct. In 2004, the Europeans agreed to turn over these records, and then the Parliament in Europe, with some objections, began to pursue challenging this agreement in court. Then this past May, just the highest court in Europe ruled that the agreement was illegal and that it needed to either be thrown out altogether or renegotiated by this September.
And there are concerns among civil libertarians here about what you're describing.
The problem that they see is that the government is building these repositories of data about everyday people who represent no threat at all. And under these things, they're called a PNR, or passenger name record. It's essentially when you go to Expedia or Travelocity and you book your hotel, your rent-a-car, your airline ticket, you put in your preferences for the type of car you want or the bed that you want or the seat that you take, and you enter all your information. That's the database that the government has access to. And they, under this agreement, they can maintain those records for 3.5 years. So every time you were to fly to the United States, they could have a record of your trip, and they could build quite an itinerary of your travels over the last several years.
Do you get the impression that people in Homeland Security have gone back over things they missed and figured out that they indeed would have detected something if they had known this about certain travelers?
I think, in fact, after September 11th, they did just this. They went and they looked at travel habits of people, and I think through some computer analysis, they saw that they probably could have identified many of the terrorists involved in the September 11th attacks if they'd used techniques like this, even without the clues that they'd gotten from other sources. So it is a potentially important tool for them. Instead of simply focusing on what weapon might you bring on the plane or how are you attempting to do harm, to focus on the person and the threat that they might represent.
Eric Lipton, thank you very much for talking to us about your story. Eric Lipton covers Homeland Security for The New York Times.